the name of their God, that understands, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and that we are baptized in that name. We are filled with His Spirit, delivered by His power. There is a God in this place that can heal their marriage, heal their body, deliver their children, put their homes back together, touch their finances. There is no limit to what my God can do. And if you're here today and you're facing a dilemma, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is in this place. And whatever your need is, God will and can provide. And that if we'll get in the vein of revival, if we'll get on the train of revival, the Holy Ghost is moving through this world, coming through our city. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He has a method. And we have got to get in the Spirit, climb aboard the ways of God, and let Him use us as individuals. And use this church as a unit and turn this city upside down for His name. Tell your neighbor God can use you. See, they didn't believe you meant that. Tell them God can use you. Now respond to that person and say, yes, God can. God wants to use you in this church. And I come to tell you today in the Holy Ghost that there is no power that can stop the power of God. If we will make up our mind, if we will be determined, come what may, we will serve God. We will work for God. Then we will see revival. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 46. And they, everyone say, continued daily. Say, continued daily. Tell somebody it's every day. Tell them it's not just Sunday. I want that to sink in, because that's the only day some of us pray. The only day God hears a hallelujah out of your mouth is Sunday. And it takes Him 20 minutes to get that. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all He gets out of you is complaining, bickering, and a cuss word every once in a while. Tell them, they continued daily. This thing's every day. God don't sleep on Mondays. He don't take vacation on Tuesdays. Oh, Lord, I hope you help us. I hope He helps His church, because He's got wonderful things for this church. They continue daily with one accord. That's a sermon in itself. I just don't have time to preach it. Tell your neighbor, I'm with you. Tell them. If they're in front of you, tap them on the back and say, I'm behind you. If they're in back of you, turn around and tell them, say, I'll go before you. They continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread. Everyone say fellowship. From house to house did eat their meat with gladness, singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church. And the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. I want to preach today for just a few minutes. I'm not going to hold you long. I hope you get on board with me and we just have some good church in the Word here today. But I want to tell you, revival continues. Revival's going to go on. Tabernacle of Pentecost is going to see revival like it has never seen before. And the reason why is because you're going to get on board. You're going to get excited. You're going to get thrilled. You're going to expect God to do things. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God some praise here today. Lord bless you. You can be seated. I think one of the most important concepts that we need to get a hold of is that revival is going to continue with me or without me. The purpose of God is going to be done in the Palm Beaches, whether I get on board or not. God's going to have revival in this city, whether it comes, whether this church is a part of that revival or not. It is not going to stop the power of God from changing lives, healing bodies, and turning families around. God is going to do it anyhow. But I'm here to say, as the pastor of the Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, I want to be in the forefront. I want this church to be the leader. I want this church to be out front, bringing revival to a city that needs the power of God and the glory of God. All right, thank you for all 12 of you that like that. All right, two more of you joined. Thank you, that's good. I got a few more now. Anybody want to get on board with revival? Anybody want to see the church have revival? Anybody want to see people pray through, filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the name of Jesus? All right, I got about half of you now. How about the other half? Come on, your knees aren't that bad. It said in one accord. Come on, Sister Dawn. You're okay. You can stand up, baby. Come on, join me. Come on, Maynard. Stand up with me, bub. Come on, I'm going to call you out. Come on, brother. Up, 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 up. Let's do it up. There you go. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Come on, Pentecost. Come on, Tabernacle. We're going to have revival. We're going to see it happen. We're going to turn this place upside down. Stay on your feet just a second. Now, why did Pastor do that? Some of you are still rebellion, but that's okay. Why did Pastor do that? Because the Bible says they were in one accord. You see, it's not going to happen until we get together in agreement with one mind, one purpose, one hope, one force. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, Pastor is not going to let you relax today. I'm going to make you get on board. Thank you, brother. Come give me the power. Because I want one mind. I want one heart. I want one force, one body, one voice. I want the devil to hear it. I want heaven to hear it. Somebody shout revival. Shout revival. Shout revival. Shout revival. Shout revival. Come on, do you want it? I want God to know we're not going to let it pass us by. We're not going to sit with our arms folded and just think it's going to happen. God, we want your attention. We want you to know we're in this thing all the way. We're a part of it. I don't want to just go to a church that's in revival. I want to be a part of the revival. I want to be in it.
I want to work with it. I want to be there. I want my hand. Come here, Brother Keith. I want my hand to be on somebody's forehead when they start talking in tongues. I want to be there praying for them when God gets them up out of the wheelchair, when God delivers them from alcohol, when God delivers them from nicotine, when God gets them off of drugs. If we'll get in one mind, I'll let you sit down in a minute. I'm working on your unity. Look at your neighbor saying, doing a good job. Okay, working on your unity. I forgot where I was going to say. Okay. So, yeah, thank you. So everybody say revival. So I believe and know in the Holy Ghost that God has a special place for this church in the last days. I believe He called us out and lifted us up and set our feet on solid ground. He gave us the doctrine that'll get the job done, the power to cast out devils, the love to bring people in. Listen, God's not asking you to give the Holy Ghost. He's not asking you to heal. The Bible says the Lord added. The Lord added to the church daily. All He wants us to do is get on board, get excited, let Him use our mouth, let Him use our hands, let Him use our feet. One more time with all your might, clap your hands, all your people. And shout revival. Revival, 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 revival. You can be seated. No matter what happens, good or bad, revival cannot be stopped. When a church has made up their mind that I don't come to the house of God just to hear a pretty sermon, I don't come to the house of God to be ministered to only, but I come to God's house to be a minister. I come to the house of God to open myself up to the Holy Ghost and say, God, however You want to use me today, I have made myself available to You, and You can use me however You choose today. Lord, if that's laying hands on the head in authority, I'll do it. If that's getting on my knees and humbling myself at the feet of a poor, lost, broken sinner and praying the prayer of power in their life, I'll do it. Wherever You want me, whatever You need from me, I am going to be a part of revival. I want to tell you, God can bring revival out of any condition. Think about it. He only had two humans, and they both messed up. He bit it and gave it to Adam. Who's going to be your preacher, God? They're both lost. They're both rebellious. They've both been cast out of your presence. Who's going to be your preacher, God? And God said, just hang around for a little while. I can bring revival out of nothing. And the Bible says she had Seth. And when she had Seth, men began to call on the name of the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you, God can bring revival out of nothing. No matter how destitute, no matter how hopeless, no matter how difficult your situation may be, your family may be, your job may be, I'm here to tell you, if God's got to give birth to it, then God will give birth to it. But revival will come.
Men began to call on the name of the Lord. We know what happened. Just a few more minutes. We know what happened. Things begin to go downhill. Bible says that men's minds were on evil continually. Everywhere God's spirit went, nobody was thinking about God. Nobody was looking towards God. It looked horrible. Some of you go to your job place, they got nude pictures hanging on the walls. There's cussing going on. There's filthy jokes being told. Even the females and the males, it looks like nobody there is thinking about God. Nobody is wanting God. I'm here to tell you, friend, that in the midst of a hopeless world, the Bible says, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, it's never hopeless with God. It's never over with God. Hold on. Don't give up. Hang in there. God has a revival coming. He's got a revival coming to your family. He's got a revival coming to your job. He's got a revival coming to your heart. He's got a revival coming to your children. He's got a revival coming to your marriage. He's got a revival coming to your neighborhood. Woo! Looks like there's no hope, Brother Powell. Thank you, my man. Looks like there's no hope. The flood comes. Everybody gets wiped out. No chance for revival. Wait a minute. What do I see? Is Noah building an altar? Is Noah building an altar? I'm here to tell you, if everything died around you, if everything collapsed around you, if everything's falling apart, if the floodwaters of trials have overwhelmed you and everything seems to be gone, if you will build an altar, if you will build an altar, God will send revival. Okay, one more time. Everybody stand. Everybody clap your hands. Come on, unity. Come on, unity. Give us some unity. That's it. That's it. Look on us, God. Look down on us, God. We want it. We want it, Jesus. We gotta have it, Lord. Send revival. Send revival. Somebody shout revival. Shout revival. Shout revival. You can be seated. You see, what you need to understand is that in every revival, God had a man or a woman. Either will do. Either will do. I had a preacher one time. He didn't believe in women pastors at all. And he's talking about A woman pastor in California. She was only running 1,700, little old work. Yeah. She started it from nothing. So he was talking about her. And he said, "What do you think about that, Pastor Kyle?" I said, "I'll tell you what I think about it. Since God couldn't find a man, I guess he sent who was willing. Because I got news for you. He's not looking for a man. He's not looking for a woman. He's looking for whosoever will." Come on, somebody. Are you going to get on board? Are you going to get alive? Are you going to become a part? Are you going to let God use you? I'll go further than that, because the devil uses all kinds of excuses on you. He's not looking for a man. He's not looking for a woman. He's not looking for someone who is excellent of speech. He's not looking for the intelligent or the uneducated. He's not looking for the good looking or the not so good looking. He's not looking for the one that's organized or the one that's disorganized. What God is looking for is someone who will make themselves available, and God will take care of everything else. Shout with me, "The Lord added daily." Shout it, "The Lord added." Look at your neighbor, "Not you." Tell somebody else, "Not you." So God ain't looking for someone to add. God's just looking for someone to work. Shout revival. Be seated. You need to be the Noah in your family. Stop complaining about how lost your family is and just find grace in the eyes of God. Stop complaining about the ungodliness of your siblings, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your mom, your dad, or your children, and just find grace in the eyes of God. Just start building an ark and trust God to save your family. Because I'm here to tell you, no matter how bad it looks, nothing can stop revival. I said nothing can stop revival. Nothing can hinder God from saving your children. Nothing can hinder God from saving your siblings. Nothing can hinder God from doing a work if we'll just get on board, my God, and have revival. Woo. I don't know who's wearing down quicker, me or you. Say, "I'm going to be a Noah in my family, on my job, in my marriage, at my school, in this church, in this city. I'm going to have revival." Anybody out there with us? God promised a revival to Abraham. And he said, "Your revival is going to be so big, you're not going to be able to count the souls. They're going to be like the grains of sand on the seashore. Your revival is going to be so huge that when you look up into the sky, it's going to be like counting the stars, for they are innumerable." God said, that's the kind of revival I'm going to give you, Abraham. Oh, Abe got excited. Yeah, he messed up. We know that he messed up. Oh, Ishmael came out, and he's been a problem for a long time, and years, thousands of years. But Abraham, he got excited when Isaac was born. Yeah, Abraham was with him every day. This is revival. This is revival. This is revival. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said you'd do it. Here it is. This is revival. And then one day out of the middle of nowhere, the word of the Lord says that God spoke to Abraham and said, take your son, your only son, take your revival. Take that which I promised you by the hand. Lead him up the mount to sacrifice. Abraham didn't understand it all, but he was obedient. And he began down the path. I want to tell you, there's some promises that God has given some of you in your family, on your job, or wherever it may be, in your marriage, whatever it may be. And for a while, it looked pretty good there, Sister Heidi. It looked like things were coming together. It looked like God was going to do it. But then all of a sudden, you found yourself walking up a mountain, ready to sacrifice the very promise that God gave you. Hope seemed to go away. But I'm here to tell you, God can have revival under any kind of circumstance, under any kind of condition. No, it's not over. No, it's not hopeless. Devil, you are a liar. Somebody needs to shout that out. Devil, you are a liar. There goes old Abraham. He's made his way up. His revival's all tied up. His knife is drawn. Then all of a sudden, a sound in the thicket. And Abraham looks over, and lo and behold, caught in the thicket is revival. I know I'm losing my voice, but I'm not losing Holy Ghost. I said he saw in the thicket revival. God did it. God brought it to pass. I'm here to tell you. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell somebody. You thought it was over. You thought it couldn't happen. Your children are lost. Your marriage is over. All things gone to pass. Everything's been flooded out. But over on the side, you're about to hear something. And you're going to look over there, and God is about to show you revival in your life. Everybody clap your hands to the Lord. Come on, give God some praise if you believe the preaching. Shout revival! You know what Joseph showed us? Music come. I'm done because I'm whooped. Joseph showed us that if you'll hold onto your promise while you're in prison, the day will come you will find yourself in the palace. Too many of us let go of revival while we're in the prison. We get discouraged, down and out. We lose sight of the promise. But this preacher's come to tell you in the Holy Ghost that God can give revival under any kind of circumstances. Joseph has a dream. I'm sorry. That's what got him in trouble. This is a different thing. The butler had a dream. And the the butcher, right? Yeah, the cook, the baker, and the cupbearer. Yeah, butler, whatever. Okay, two people had a dream. One of them cut up meat and the other one poured wine. And here's Joseph. Can you imagine? You're in prison because of a dream. And somebody walks up to you and says, could you interpret my dream? Now be honest. Dreams threw him in a pit, got him sold into slavery, and now he's in a prison. Dreams is the last thing he wanted to talk about. You want me to do what? Interpret what? And let me tell you what most of us would have done. Don't put no trust in that dream. Dreams are just false hope. Dreams to tell you that your brother and father and mother is going to bow down to you and you're going to be lifted up high, but look at where I'm at. I'm in prison. And God had given me a dream and told me that he was going to use me and do mighty things through me, but look at me now. I'm in prison. God called me to preach. Just a couple more minutes. Good, y'all sitting down. Okay. I was in college. I'd been in college for about 2.5 years. And I felt the call to preach. I know I told this a few years back, but it happened to me, and it's the only time it happened, so I can only tell it, you know, over and over. And Lord called me to preach, and I didn't tell anybody about it. I just felt the call to cry myself to sleep at night. I came engrossed with the Word of God. College grades began to drop. I don't mean I was failing. I was a good student, but they weren't as good as they were. And my peers would come up to me and say, hey, man, what's up? And say, nah, I'm okay. Christmas time comes. I go home, and we have the Christmas break, and it's Sunday night, and I have to leave Monday to go back to college. And our church is having a Holy Ghost hoedown church. Brother Creel, at the time, was still my pastor. And I was standing up on the front row just like these anxious boys and girls do. And I lifted my hands, and I said, God, I got to know three things. I said, Lord, am I called to preach? And if I am I supposed to be an evangelist or am I supposed to be a pastor? And God, do I finish my education? Because I still had 2.5 years left, and I hated college. And I was broke. President Reagan took all my free money away. So I was having a work job. So... And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm not, that's fine. I'll go back and I'll become a great engineer. And I'll come home and I'll be a great support to my pastor. I'll pay my tithes and my offering. I'll work in the church. That's fine, God. I just want to be a part of your kingdom. When I got those three little questions out of my mind, my pastor stood up and he shut the whole service down. Now, he's a whole lot more in tune with God than I am, so don't try this. I'm allowed to tell you, shut up and sit down. No, I'm just kidding. So he stood up and he shut the service down. And he said, Dan, He said, you are called to preach. You are to be an evangelist. And I was for 7 years. And he said, and you are to finish your education. The same way I asked him in my mind, within a half a second, God answered. Oh, I strutted on clouds. It doesn't like a dream, huh? Yeah. I started on clouds. Finished my education and had a job opportunity. Great job in Texas, making good money back in the 80s. Good money. But I had to sign a 5-year contract. Called my pastor and said, man, God's working in my life, pastor. Called to preach, and now he's got me a guaranteed job for 5 years, making money in the, well, it was up there. It was over $70,000. In the 80s, that was a lot of money. So I said, going to be a consultant. Man, I was just all excited. And Brother Krill said, boy, not in the will of God. I'm like, how's that possible for this not to be the will of God? Not in the will of God. Pack your bags. I'm home. So that's exactly what I did. I picked up the phone, called that company and said, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but you're going to have to give that job to my buddy because I can't take it. I came home. Nick, you know what I did? I busted concrete. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but that's what I did. With a jackhammer that weighed more than me. I only weighed 125 pounds at that time. Busted concrete up month after month. And when someone would come up to me and say, I feel the call to preach, I want to tell them, run! Get as far away from it as you can get. Busting concrete. But the Lord had it all planned out. Watch me. I'm going to come back to, I was talking about someone, Joseph. I'm going to come back to that. Hold on. And I'm done. I'm finishing. 2 years earlier, before all of this, I was asked to speak 3 minutes at a youth convention. They used to bring up the young guys, you know, and give them a shot. And they'd speak for 2 or 3 minutes. So I got up there like a wild Cajun and screamed and hollered about nothing for 3 minutes. I told them everything I knew about the Bible in 3 minutes. 2 years later, I'm busting concrete, wondering what happened to the promise of the calling, the voice of my pastor in my life. Where did revival go in my life? What happened? Little did I know that in the midst of a hopeless situation, God had given birth to my promise 2 years earlier, and I didn't even know it. Now I'm home and still working on this job, and my sister says, Dan, you got a phone call. And I walk over and I pick up the phone, and there's a preacher on the other side, pastored in, not Gaydon, yes, the other place was Gunpoint. Pastored in Gaydon, Louisiana. No stop signs. No red lights. Just two streets go by one another. Ran 7 people. Got on the phone and he said, is this Evangelist Daniel Kyle? Well, folks, I ain't never preached a revival in my life. I don't think I wrote but one sermon at that time. And I said, yeah, I think so. He said, son, do you think you could come preach a revival for me? And I went, well, yeah, I guess so. I've never preached a revival. I wasn't sure. And I said, well, who are you? He said, oh, I'm Pastor Anselmi. I pastor in
Gaydon, Louisiana, and he said, Brother Fano called me. Heard you 2 years ago give a 3-minute little exhortation. Said he was sitting in his chair and God spoke to him and said, I want you to call Pastor so-and-so and tell him that you'll pay for the revival if he'll use this man. Here I am busting up concrete. God, where'd it go? Lord, did you forget about your promise? Have you forgot about my calling? Seems like everything's falling apart. My sister kicked me out of the house. I didn't even tell you that part. I didn't have nowhere to sleep that night. My sister got mad at me because she didn't like my girlfriend. Said, you got to leave my house. You can't stay here. I quit wearing boots and I started wearing dress shoes. And she said, she's turning you into a... That's what she said. She said, you got to leave my house. The preacher's on the phone. He says, you think you can come tonight? Yeah. I think I'd come tonight. You see, Joseph, when that butler and that baker came up to you, what you didn't understand as much as bad memories that may have brought back to you, what you didn't understand was God was birthing revival. In a prison that seemed hopeless, in a situation that seemed like nothing could ever come out of it, and you interpreted those dreams. One was killed, one was raised. You thought they forgot about you, but God had it all planned out. Let's stand to our feet. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together to the Lord. You see, this is what God's come to tell you. The devil can't stop revival. The devil can't stop the promise of God in your life. Somebody shout, revival! Shout revival! Shout revival! I want the devil to know. I don't care what he does to this church. Revival has been promised. And revival is going to happen. What I want to know is this. Are you willing to be a part of that revival? Because Pastor's going to make a promise to you. If you'll be a part of this one, God will make sure that your revival in your family, in your marriage, in your life, in your children, in your parents, on your job, in your neighborhood, in your circumstance, in your situation. If you'll be a part of this one, God's gonna make sure that yours comes to pass. And I know things may seem hopeless right now, but I'm here to tell you, somewhere's down that path, God gave birth to your revival. And when the time is right, God is is going to bring it to pass in your life. So I open up this altar to the tabernacle of Pentecost.
And I ask you a question. Are you willing to be a part of revival? What do you say we come down? Let's shout before the Lord as we sing this great song to God. Let's let the Lord hear our faith. Let's let Him hear our hope in the fulfillment of everything that He has promised. Let's let the devil know that we know that nothing can stop revival. Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, are you ready for revival? Don't clog the miles. Don't clog the miles. Let them down. We got a whole line here trying to get through. Don't clog the miles. I want everybody down here. We're going to shout. We're going to dance. We're going to praise. And while we become a part of this revival, God is going to fulfill your revival. Do you believe it? Shout revival. Revival. Louder. Revival. 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 As loud as you can. One more time. Let's sing it. Let's worship it. Let's glorify God in it. He's going to do it.
Open up your nest. Get ready for repent. Get ready for revival. Get ready for revival. Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival. First you must believe, and then you will receive. Get ready for revival. When you hear the Savior's call, calling you to pray.
Sing it like you believe it, Sean.
Come up out of where you are to a higher place.
Come on, church.
Leave your burdens at the cross. There's no worries there. Even in the darkest hour, He is always there. Wherever you are, no matter how far.
Come on, church.
It is good. Ready for revival. Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival. First you must believe, and then you can receive. Get ready for revival. Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe. And then you can receive. Get ready for revival.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the fire? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
Sing yes, yes I want it. Yes I want it. Yes I want the fire. Yes I want it. Yes I want it. Yes I want the fire. Yes I want it. Yes I want it. Yes, I want the fire. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want the fire. Get ready for revival. Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival. First you must believe, and then you can receive. Get ready for revival.
Sing, do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? revival.
Open up your nets.
Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe. And then you can receive. Get ready for revival.
Open up your nets.
Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe. And then you can receive. Get ready for revival.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the fire? Sing, can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the fire?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the fire?
Do you want it?
Do you want it?
Do you want it?
Do you want the fire?
Sing, do you want it?
Do you want it?
Do you want it?
Fire.
One more time. Do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
If you want it, say, yes, I want it. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want the fire.
Yes, I want it. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want the fire. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want it. Yes, I want the fire. Ready for revival. First you must believe, and then you will receive. Get ready for revival.
Open up your nets.
Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe, and then you will receive. Get ready for revival.
Call,
calling you to pray. Come up out of where you are to a higher place.
Leave your burdens.
Leave your burdens at the cross.
There's no worries.
There's no worries there.
Even in
your darkest hour, He is always there. Wherever you are, no matter how far. Revival. Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe. And then you will receive. Get ready for revival.
Open up your nets.
Open up your nets. Get ready for a catch. Get ready for revival.
First you must believe.
First you must believe. And then you will receive. Get ready for revival.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the fire?
Now do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
Do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
Do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
If you want it, say yes.
Open up your nets, get ready for a catch, get ready for revival.
And the Lord said, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. You will be revived. Furthermore, the prophet began to speak prophetically and say, and I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. We've heard a prophetic word. I said, we've heard a prophetic word. And when the bones, when those that were separated from their purpose, those that were disconnected and divided from their brother, when they began to hear, the Bible says, as he prophesied, that breath came into them. And they lived, and they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. We've heard the word of the Lord, and there's been a noise, and there's been a shaking. We begin to respond with affirmation, and we believe it shall come to pass. That which has been prophesied, if you believe it shall come to pass, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout, shout unto God, shout unto God with a voice of triumph, with a voice of triumph. Say yeah! Say yeah! Oh, praise him with all your heart. Praise him with all your breath. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, praise him. Come on, let's lift the voice. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, praise him. Everybody join in. We praise you. Oh, we praise him. That's right.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Everybody join in. Say praise him.
Praise him, praise him.
Oh, praise him. Bow, every knee shall bow,
every tongue confess,
Jesus Christ is Lord forever. And I just can't stop, I can't stop praising his name, I just can't stop.
Woo! I just can't stop praising his name.